inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece.
A primer on the types and uses of fertilizer in this week's edition of Garden Talk. And with us on the line for this week's edition is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
And so I take it you're already out in the garden this morning doing a little bit of watering. Is that right?
Well, I started out in the house. I was watering my orchids. And then I need to head down to one of my hoop houses. There's water to be done there. And off to do some other gardening here and there about town.
Okay.
And then out at the shrine this weekend. So, yeah, it's garden season, a beautiful day for it. And we need to be thinking about, as we're watering or planting or growing, fertilizers. And how many different choices do we have, from liquids and granulars and some for lawns in the summertime or in the springtime, or for trees and shrubs and all of this stuff. So it can be a challenge to figure out what you want and what plants need.
Isn't there different types for bulbs and for vegetables and for flowers, right?
There is. I mean, there are some we can kind of get away with very often, so that we don't have 27 different bags or boxes or buckets of fertilizer stashed in our shed, either solidifying in the moisture or otherwise. So, I mean, for using a general garden fertilizer, a balanced garden fertilizer can be used also in the perennial bed or for annuals too, really. And there's hanging baskets. So usually for a bunch of areas, we can use a powdered fertilizer like Miracle-Gro or similar that we can dilute and water our hanging baskets or our pots of begonias on the deck or something like that. And that works well if we're transplanting, making up a liquid fertilizer to pour in around the plants. And I use it in my greenhouse too during the summertime. But I have already mixed in, again, a granular garden fertilizer, organic in my case, in the garden beds and boxes. And we use that for the perennial beds also.
And
trees, then there's spikes. You know, maybe you've heard of tree spikes. And those are something which is basically a hardened, kind of a 3 to 4 inch long chunk of fertilizer that you literally can pound in around the tree or a shrub, and you get so many based on the size of the trees. But for all of this stuff, really, we need to be knowledgeable, read the package, read the box this stuff comes in, so we know how much to use.
Now, on the package, on the box, on the bag, whatever, there's usually a set of three numbers. What do those numbers mean?
Those numbers are the percentages of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, N, P, and K, in that bag. That is a mandatory labeling to tell the customer what it is they are getting. So on, again, for lawns, you'd start out in the springtime with something like an 8-32-16 or 10-20-20. I'm going to blow all these numbers off, and people aren't going to remember them anyway. But then in the summertime, for green grass growth, then it's the high first number, very often 20% nitrogen, and 5% phosphorus and 5% potassium. So in the springtime, we're trying to grow good roots, and in the summertime, we're trying to grow more grass, so you have to keep mowing and feeding and mowing. Anyway, it's a vicious circle. But we want to keep, for our vegetables, we want to keep them healthy, so we mix in. Again, it tends to be a more balanced fertilizer. It might be a 10-10-10, perhaps. With chemical fertilizer, the numbers for organics are usually going to be less, but they're slow release. So it may tell you can use 3 pounds per 100 square feet of garden bed or lawn. Sometimes you're better off using half as much for the first application and then come back 3 or 4 weeks later and do another application. I mean, maybe that's inconvenient, it takes time and all that sort of thing. But using this fertilizer weekly, or using less of the time, you're less likely to burn the plants. I mean, many of us have seen burned lawns where folks spread lots out there and or do it with a drop seeder, and they get interesting checkerboard patterns, crisscrossing and all that sort of thing if they're not applying it evenly or consistently. So we want to be careful how much we use, and it depends on how much rain we get. So, and again, for lawns, usually you want to water the fertilizer in or fertilize just before it rains so you don't burn the lawn also. In between my garlic beds right now, I'm scratching in some supplemental organic fertilizer between the rows. They call it side dressing. And we can do that, but that's kind of what we're doing around our perennial beds, too, to try to keep them growing well. And again, with our hanging baskets, we have to do this. There you may alternate 1 week of just plain water, the next week a weak solution of liquid fertilizer.
Okay.
And then does pink salmon or chum salmon work better in the garden, or which one attracts more bears and porcupines, I mean, or dogs and ravens and other stuff. You know, there's so many choices out there. Read, and be careful what you use and how much you use.
Okay, Ed, we got to go. Thanks a lot.
Okay, you're welcome, Matt.